This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Legal marijuana sales are happening in South Dakota's borders for the first time. It's only for medical purposes, and there's only one place to shop, a store operated by a tribe. Seth Tupper of South Dakota Public Broadcasting reports.
The Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe is the first seller of medical marijuana in the state. Native Nations Cannabis is a tribal business that began sales this month. A voter-approved law legalizing medical marijuana took effect July 1st. Alex Cheddar is one of the first customers. He drove to Flandreau 40 miles from his home in Sioux Falls.
I came here to get some medical marijuana, I guess, to exercise my rights.
Nobody else in the state is selling medical marijuana. That's because the state health department is not ready to start issuing medical marijuana cards yet. The tribe has its own sovereign government and doesn't have to wait for the state. So it prepared to open immediately when the new law took effect. Eric Hagen is the CEO of Native Nations Cannabis.
We've had more patients than expected. I think it's been a huge success for not only the tribe, but also the state of South Dakota. I'm glad that we're open.
The tribe requires patients to have a valid doctor's recommendation. Hagen says the tribe also accepts licenses from other states that have medical marijuana programs.
We've been seeing a wide variety, tribal members, non-tribal members, every age group.
Non-tribal dispensaries can sell medical marijuana once the state health department starts issuing licenses and medical cards. The department will announce a process for that by the end of October. For National Native News, I'm Seth Tupper.
The St. Regis Mohawk Tribe in New York is taking steps to establish a tribal cannabis industry. The tribe started taking applications last week for tribal cannabis cultivation licenses. According to the tribe, it had to wait for the state to legalize the use of cannabis before adopting tribal law. That happened in March, and since then, public meetings were held before the cannabis ordinance was adopted in June. The tribe's ordinance allows eligible tribal members with opportunities to develop the cannabis industry. Applications are expected to be available by mid-August for those interested in obtaining a license to process or retail tribal cannabis. First Lady Jill Biden is traveling to Alaska Wednesday. She will visit the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage, where she's expected to deliver remarks. The Native-owned hospital offers medical services and behavioral health care to Alaska Native and American Indian people. It also offers cultural and traditional services and works in partnership with rural health facilities. The First Lady's stop in Alaska is part of her trip to the Olympics in Japan. The board president-elect of the National Council of Urban Indian Health, Sonia Tetnowski, urged U.S. lawmakers Tuesday to pass legislation to expand the authority of the Indian Health Service to make funds available for urban Indian organizations to renovate, construct, or expand facilities. She testified in a House subcommittee saying lack of resources during COVID-19 highlighted the need for infrastructure and equipment, pointing to the Santa Clara Valley in California.
We had to install air purifiers in each individual treatment room, which was also very costly. Because we couldn't upgrade our whole system, we had to resort to these smaller pinpointed responses. This would allow us to also make modifications to do things like our ultra cold freezers. We need to have a particular space. It has to be separated from also having clean rooms, areas where we can have space that is specifically clean and has the ability to be ventilated on a regular basis.
Tetnowski says those types of renovations are needed if there's another pandemic. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.